All righty.
All right. All right. So, dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for today. I thank you for everybody that's here. Lord, I ask that everything we do brings glory and honor to you in all that we do. And Father, we know these times are difficult, and we just ask for discernment through all of this and to help guide us in the decisions that we make and the things that fill our lives on a day in, day out basis. Lord, I just thank you and I praise you that all that you do is all that matters in my life. And Father, I just thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So there's been another round of investigative journalism out there. People that think that they are the one that's saving the world, and in all reality, they are doing nothing but regurgitating the same old crap information that is nothing new. Same stuff that was dealt with before, and it is like people think that all of a sudden they got new information and they're the ones that's going to save everybody, and they're going to save you guys from WHIP, and they're going to save you guys from QSI and Emily and all that. It's all bullshit. And I'm really getting sick and tired of having to defend trying to help people see things that are basically coming in the future. If you want to basically, you know, see those things, then you can. And like I said, everything here, basically, I mean, this channel is nothing but for educational purposes only. I'm not a legal or qualified financial advisor. I'm not a legal cryptocurrency advisor. This is information that I talk about is to stimulate you to actually do your own research and to understand the possibilities of what we're discussing so that you can go out and you can make an informed decision on your own. Nothing else. And so when I talk about stuff, I'm trying to basically just give you information that is source information that is all over the internet, and it's by valid actual mainstream media articles that go back as far as 2015, talking about Stellar potentially being aligned with becoming the new NASDAQ, all the way back to 2015, and how it's being structured, how the different countries are being aligned, how they're all coming together. This has been article after article after article that you can go out and you can validate this information for yourself. It's not like I got an inside source and I'm telling you something that you couldn't go find on your own. And it's really starting to aggravate me to the point of, you know, I have a, and this is not to be braggadocious or anything of the sort, but I've shown you what I have in my wallet. I show you what I've invested into different things. So meaning that if I have the ability, I have a very, very, very good job, 6 figures and not at the low end. So I'm doing this out of just the desire of my heart to help people. I get up at 3:40 in the morning to go to work. I've worked all day, and then I come home to do more to help individuals try to get through this kind of information. That is all. It's the help. And for me having to sit here and deal with the naysayers, the people that are the ones that want to be spoon-fed with information, and like, I'm giving you some sure deal or whatever. It's crazy, because that's not the way that it is. And that isn't the way it ever is. But when you're seeing that things are lining up the way that they are, then let's put two and two together and see if anything makes sense. Let's start connecting some dots, okay? So if the stock market and the world market was not changing right now, and I mean changing 110% and being set to a complete different standard, then, okay, what happened last month? Well, Evergrande, that is the largest retail company in all of China. It would be like BlackRock in the United States going bankrupt and going default and being delisted off the stock exchange, and all of the companies that are associated with it also delisted. That actually happened. And what did happen in, I would say, let's say 2008, 2009? Well, we had the real estate scam of AIG in the crew, right? Well, that would be like elementary school to the pros on the difference between Evergrande going in default and what happened back in 2018 and 19. What happened? The whole world went into a bankruptcy situation. But maybe that it's not happening now, or it's already not happened, but they're just not showing it to you because the stock markets are all privately owned and they're fake. Every bit of them is fake. So if you want to believe the things that people are telling you and you're not doing your own research to understand that that is absolutely impossible, the dollar, which was what? It's called the petrodollar. Why? Because back in the 70s, it was taken off the last bit of the gold exchange, which was not much, but it was still tied to gold. And it was put onto the petrodollar. Why? Because they made a deal with Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia would use the dollar to set the world's currency if what? The United States actually did what? They did whatever they wanted to militarily and protect them. And that is what has been happening ever since. Well, what happened with that? Saudi Arabia has gotten off of the US dollar, and they said they're going to use the yen along with Russia. Russia's using what? The rupee. And it's what now tied to gold. And the yen of China is actually tied to gold. India said that they're not going to adhere to those regulations, and they're still going to buy oil, and they're not going to use the petrodollar either. So how in the world is the petrodollar dead in the biggest markets of the world, but it's still not dead yet? It doesn't make any sense. It's absolutely crazy for anybody to believe that the things that are going on are all being fabricated and falsely propped up until whenever they decide they're going to pull the plug. And when they pull the plug, you can either be on one side of the wagon or you can be on the other side of the wagon. Guess what? To me, I am tired of it and I really don't care, because all I'm trying to do is show you the obvious that is out there and lead you to be able to make your own decisions on what you want to do. I don't have to do this. I don't have to go through this. I don't have to put myself through 12-hour days at work, tired, come home, and then do another 4 or 5 hours for absolutely no incentive whatsoever. I don't get anything for this. You don't pay me. Nobody pays me. I do this out of the goodness of my heart, nothing else. And so for these people, what is their reasoning for what they're doing? What is it? Save the world? Because in all reality, the only people that have been current and steady with exactly doing the exact same thing is an individual I've known for years, that he has had nothing but people come after him because his story has never changed from years ago. And their stories change with whatever is good for today, what people want to hear. Clickbait this, clickbait that, drag you over here. I'm the YouTube specialist today. I'm a guru here and I'm a guru there. Well, they're a guru of nothing is what they are. And anybody that wants to try to lead you into telling you, well, I've got enough, I got some information today, but I can't give it to you all today because I haven't been able to validate it all, but I'll give you some of it and I'll give you the rest of it possibly the next time we talk, is all clickbait to hold you coming back to their channels. And if you don't want to come back to my channel, leave. You can turn it off, go somewhere else, because I have done nothing but try to help people. And the individuals that I deal with on a regular basis have done nothing but try to help people. And you have to understand that there comes a point when you have to start taking responsibility for your own life, for your own actions. And people want to help you along that way. We want to help you along that way, not do it for you. Because if we do it for you, then you don't learn anything. You don't learn how things are changing. All you're doing is being done for you. And that is the problem of the reason that we're in the situation we're doing right now with this whole mess within the whole freaking world. Because people got busy with doing stuff that they wanted to do, and they didn't want to do the stuff that mattered. They were like, oh, well, somebody else will do that. We'll get somebody else to do that. And that has to stop. We have to start taking accountability for our own decisions and making other people accountable for the decisions that they make, especially if they're put into positions where we vote them into positions, then they better do exactly what we want them to do. And we need to hold them accountable for that. And if we don't, well, it's our fault for allowing that to continue. It is our fault for allowing it to continue. It's not just their fault. And so there's a lot of stuff that's going on in this world that we should take ownership of as well. Just because we turned a blind eye not to learn and to be aware of the things that are actually taking place does not excuse us for not paying attention and not looking into things that weren't right. Oh, yeah, the government's corrupt. Yeah, they're corrupt, but, you know, they're not that corrupt. I mean, yeah, they're lining their pockets a little bit, but, you know, they're not doing too much of anything else. But, you know, that's not what the case was. They were so corrupt that they were doing stuff that they... I don't even want to say how bad things that they were doing, because it makes my stomach turn, the things that they were doing. And they were doing it right under people's noses because they were so just asleep to the fact that they just wouldn't do those kind of things. Well, people need to wake the hell up. They are doing those kind of things. And all of this is being taken down 100% around the world, and they are participating in it. There's a plan. If there was not a plan, then guess what? My ass would already been dead. I know that I would have already been dead because I was already on a list before Donald Trump became in office. And it was not on a list that I was going to some spa either. The spa I was going to be in was 6 feet under. And a lot of the rest of the people that were not compliant, they were going to go to a spa, but it was called the freaking camps because you were non-compliant. And none of that has happened. And none of it has happened, even though that they're supposedly in power, but they can't do anything. I mean, come on, really seriously, Donald Trump would be already executed. His entire family would be executed. And guess what? The people that were actually out there fighting for the truth, we'd all be executed too. And you all guys would be in the camp for non-compliance. I mean, come on, we need to start using our head a little bit and stop being so emotional about changing from day to day about I did this and I've done that and oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm being misled. Nobody's misleading anybody. People are trying to show you things that are coming in the future. They're trying to show you opportunities. But then once those things happen, then you need to actually do some little bit of research to validate those things. I have tried to show you that I don't need to put a bunch of money into it. Why? Because if I'm telling you that you don't need to, because there's no need to, then why would I not do that? Why would I say, oh, it's good for you to just go ahead and put a couple thousand dollars in there and or $100 or whatever, and it's good. But I have the ability to cash what I have in my freaking brokerage account right now of six figures that I could take out tomorrow and invest every bit of it. Well, I don't do that because there's no point in it. When is enough going to be enough that if the things that I've already purchased and I've already shown you that if any of those things go to just a penny, I am a hundred millionaire with a penny. So why would I need to go and be just all in with $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 and being all panicked about maybe I might have made a mistake, or maybe I might have got the wrong one here, or I might have got the other one wrong here. But well, I got three of them right here and they all paid off at a penny, and now I've got, you know, $600 million, but these other two I got screwed with. I mean, come on. When are we going to take a little bit of responsibility for our own self? And I'm sorry, but I'm starting to get a little bit frustrated, because guess what? I could actually stop tomorrow and I would be fine. Because why? I have pretty good understanding of everything that's coming. I have positioned myself pretty well for what is coming. I have tried to get you positioned for the things that are coming so that you can be blessed in all of that. And basically for that, I listen to a bunch of bullshit. Sorry for my French. I'm just a little bit upset right now. And I am absolutely tired of it, because I don't do this for myself. I get nothing out of it. The only thing that is beneficial to me is this, is that I get to help people, and that is it. And when people want to go down this trail of using this old beat up crap information that has already been all beat up, and regurgitate it and go through this all again, it's like, I feel like that we're a bunch of kids going through a bunch of the same old crap in junior high school. And did you hear about so-and-so? Yeah. And then just passing the rumors all around. And it's like, what real proof do you have of anything? Nothing. Nothing. And so, in all reality, I'm freaking done with it. And if everybody wants to continue going down this road, then I can continue going down this road and just keep on doing what I'm doing. And I'll show up when I need to show up, and that's about it. So I'm not here for me. And when people start to understand that, the better off we're all going to be. Whip is not here for himself. Other people are here to help individuals. And as soon as you understand that, the better off we're all going to be. We're moving into something that you can't. What people don't understand about the quantum is you cannot manipulate it. You cannot. He knows that. Emily knows that. People know what can and cannot be done. And if you think that right now that you're going to be able to manipulate the blockchain, make money, and then take it over to the other side, you're sadly mistaken, because that ain't going to happen, because that ain't the way it works. And I haven't shared a lot of those things, but it don't work that way. A lot of them know, and a lot of them don't know, that they think that they're going to do these kind of things to people and they're going to be okay in going into the other side. They're not. It ain't going to work. So that's where they are sadly mistaken. A lot of people think that this RV is all going to be all peachy with the way that it's being put out there by Nick. Nick has no idea what he's talking about. Most of the information he got about the changes came from me. And I am about fed up with the fact that the way that those RV people are putting their stuff out there, thinking that it's all going to be peachy, wine and roses. But if you don't understand how quantum works, you ain't getting a quantum device, because a quantum device does not work like a regular phone. It does not work that way, but it is a phone, but it works completely different. And when people start to understand that this whole new technology that we're moving into is something that works through connectedness, through your consciousness, and if you're not right in your consciousness, then you're going to have issues. And that's why it's so important to get these things resolved now and not try to bring that into the quantum, because they think that these people, some of them, are potentially hiding that they might have, ill intentions on the amount of monies that they think that they're going to be getting with their RV. Well, I got sadly news for the people that think that they're going to walk out of there with $1 trillion going out of that thing. And if there's going to be individuals that are in there that are going to be looking at the fact of whether or not that will do you more damage than if you were to walk out with, say, $30 million and that you're going to be having to deal with that for the rest of your life, because they're not going to allow that to change you to the point where it changes you. They have the ability to see the probabilities of your future. They're not stuck within the timeline that we are stuck in, linear. They have the ability for all present, past, future, all at the same time. I know it's hard to understand, but that doesn't matter. Doesn't make it that you don't get it, because it is a reality. Just like that, because you can't see something doesn't mean it's not real. Can you see the air? No, you can't. But do you understand it's there? Yes, you can. Why? Because you can see and feel the effects of it. Just like you can understand that there's a lot of things that we do not understand. Our limited abilities through our perception is our weakness. And because of that, we have been used, manipulated, and kept in the dark for thousands of years on purpose. Our history is not as we believe it is. And it's going to be a real shock to a lot of people that the way that they have based their entire existence is going to be a lie. And it is going to be very difficult for people to accept. And the sooner that you can understand that we need to change that box mentality and start to get out of the box and think of the possibilities, the better off we're all going to be collectively. So I don't know really how to proceed right now, other than the fact that I'm going to take some questions and we'll move from there. But as far as this stuff, I'm done with it. And if people want to go down that road, go down that road. Don't ask me to validate it. Don't ask me about whether or not it's real, not real. I ain't dealing with it, because it is something that is crap. It's already been dealt with, and somebody else is regurgitating stupid stuff. And if people want to go down that road, enjoy the path, because I'm not going down it with you. Okay? So,
may I say yes. Something? So yes. I've been getting the same kind of DMs, and these people are scaring people. And the first question that I ask, I've been doing this since I've started hearing this, is, can you please present me with the evidence? And I have never received any. And that is a fact. I have not ever received any evidence. And I don't know how you make accusations without showing people evidence, or how you even pay attention to an accusation without seeing evidence of it.
That is true. And so the individual, Kristen, that put out the first video of this information based off of what she was given. If you go back and you listen to that video, she says, I was presented this, I was given this, and I was told this, because she was being manipulated by the KT and group, which she trusted and believed, because KT is a developer and he is a highly intelligent individual. But the problem with that is that he's also in on the dark works. He does, I'm not even going to get into what he does, but he is a part of stuff that is going to be dealt with and dealt very severely. And it doesn't necessarily even have to be called by man to be dealt with, because he will be dealt with. So his little group and his little crew has been the one that's been dealing with this stuff. And yeah, Kristen actually got hook, line, and sinker manipulated. And then when she figured out that she was lied to and deceived, put out an apology letter saying those very things. And now, not only did she say that, but she's back working with the team at QSI to help them, because she knows that what they're doing is right versus what they were manipulating and trying to cause people heartache, deception, and causing people to be deceived and stolen from, because that's what they're doing. They're trying to manipulate people to get them to buy their stuff. Once they buy their stuff, they're going to basically be screwed. But they're thinking that they can take this money over into the other side and thinking that it's going to all be okay. The quantum don't work that way. It does not work like that. And what people don't understand is that everything is accountable in the quantum. Everything. Your intent. If you do something, your intent is actually registered in the quantum on how it's going to be perceived and how you're going to be dealt with in it. So if you have the ill intent in your heart and you try to deceive someone, you will be dealt with almost immediately through the quantum. It's not something that will go on in the future. That is a past that we are leaving behind. And if you think that or have any thoughts that that will go into our next future, it is not going to. And if you want to believe that it potentially could, then you're sadly mistaken. And when you see that, it's going to take, I guess, you seeing it to understand that it cannot happen. And when you start to understand how the quantum actually really functions, it does not work off of the way that a normal computer works. It does not have hard drives. It does not have processors like you think it does. It doesn't function that way. It functions off of the records of the Akash. And when you talk about the quantum computing systems, they're not plugged into hard drives. How are they doing that? How are they storing and gathering information that is not stored somewhere? It is stored somewhere, but you just don't know how they're perceivingly getting it. And it is actual truth that cannot be changed, because it is a reality that is stored in the Akashic record of this planet, and it can't be changed. So when we move forward, everything will go forward into the quantum. We will actually be able to begin to operate quantum devices by our thoughts, not by your fingers, because that is the way the technology works. It has to be guarded because of the abilities that the quantum actually possesses on being able to manipulate people for the wrong reasons. So it is very guarded. It is protected so that that can never happen. No illicit corporation is going to have access, or people have access to it, to be able to manipulate your thoughts to get you to do anything outside of your free will, because that goes against the laws of the universe, period. But that is the intelligence, and that is the power of the quantum. And that is what we are moving into. And these people that think that they can manipulate right now, the last bit they can get before they actually, we go into the quantum financial system and then break out into the full quantum matrix, are sadly mistaken. They will not enter into it. They will not enter into it. It has been told many times that some people will not be able to go forward. Your path and my path are not the same, and the people around you are not, and you cannot drag them along with you. We will all go on our own paths. So I'm here for one reason, that is to help you guys see the things that are coming in the future. It's for educational purposes only, and I'm not trying to get you to buy, sell, or do anything. I'm doing it for myself because of what I've learned, what I'm doing, And you can either choose to do that because that's what you choose to do and you want to partake and be a part of it because that's what you have learned and you decided to do, or don't. I'm not the one, or no one else is the one telling you that this is what you must do.
Kyle?
Yes.
I just want to say that I know everybody appreciates you so much. And I know there's, you know, we get DMs from different people, but you have to know that there's thousands of people that listen and appreciate you as well as I do so much. So please know that. I could hear it in your voice, and we really do appreciate you so much.
Well, I thank you for that. And like I said, we're here for one reason, and that is to help. And there's no other reason. I put myself out there, and I never asked for this. I don't want it, but it was put on my plate, so I accept it. And it was not put on my plate by a person. I feel that it was put on my plate by my father, and that's what he wanted me to do. And so I do it, whether I want to or not, because it pleases him. Doesn't please you, not to please anybody else, it's to please him, that I am doing what he wants me to do to help you guys. And that's my purpose. And like I said, people, you know, you get the wrong assumptions that we're here to, you know, like we're being paid by you, and we're not. We're doing this stuff out of the goodness of our hearts. All of us are. And there are some people out there that are, you know, making money off of the movement, and they're doing it for, you know, personal gain. And so be it. They're going to be dealt with, and how this all goes down by the intent in which what they've done and how that shakes out, I don't know. I'm not their judge, and I'm not going to be their judge, and I'm not going to say anything about them. I'm not participating in it, and I don't want anything to do with anybody that does. And the sad thing about it is that all of this stuff that is trying to be presented out there with the wallets and questions about the wallets, you can all see the wallets, but you don't know who owns the wallets, and you don't know who and how those wallets actually all interconnect to each other. And there's the only people that actually have the ability to actually get to the root of all of the information that's trying to be disseminated out there is like fact is Space Force, Secret Service, and a few other people on that kind of level that have access to a KYC program, which is called ATOM. Outside of that, there ain't no way for you to know. So these people are acting like they have all this information, like they know something. But it's impossible for them to know. And if these individuals were scamming people to this degree that they would actually have already been taken down by the military, because that's what the military is doing right now over in Ukraine, Taiwan, that's where it's about to happen next, and a few other places. And by the time that this is over with, that will be done. And it's not going to be far off. So there's no way in the world that these individuals are being allowed to manipulate and scam people to this degree, because the whole Protocol 17 and 18 was to take down all of the illicit scams that are out there. And so they're going to allow one of the biggest ones that's actually providing information on how it's all actually breaking down and trying to help people. They're going to allow that one to basically pump and dump and rip people off. I mean, come on. Let's use a little bit of common sense here. I've known this individual for years. Not his handle, but his name and who he is. And so I'm really tired of these people that don't know anything, acting like they are all of a sudden, you know, action news, trying to like break it to the world. So
anyway. Another people aren't thinking about is the blockchain, quantum, and ledgers are all transparent. And if this has been what they're saying it is, and WIP has been on here for years, do they really think that that would have been happening for years and nothing would have been being done about it? I mean, it's common sense.
No, it would not. It would have actually been already taken down.
Right.
By the military. And made example of by the military.
So we have a lot of questions. Would you like to start taking questions now?
Yes, and I apologize to everybody. I'm really done with this crap, because that's what it is. It's crap, and I'm sick of dealing with it. I want to help people. I don't want to have to deal with crap on a regular basis. I just don't. All right, so yeah, we can deal with questions now. I've already taken an hour. I've only got another hour because I do have to get up really early in the morning. And I apologize that I cut into y'all's time, but I had to vent because I'm really tired of this. I really am.
Okay, we've got Scooby first, and then Austin King will be on deck. You're both on mute.
Hi, Kyle.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Okay. I don't know how long you've been doing this. I've been doing it a really long time. I have been following Whiplash for at least 7 years. He's a good guy. Everything he has said was going to happen in the last 7 years has happened. He has not been wrong about anything. So I take everything he says with, you know, good intent. And, but I also happen to know in doing this long that there are a lot of nefarious characters out there. And Kyle, I missed part of the front of your chat, but I heard you, I think, mention Nick Fleming. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to tell you guys something. I don't know what you said about him, but I did some digging into him a while ago. And he and a bunch of other people have been telling people for over 20 years about the RV. But in telling them this stuff, you guys, they tell them the same damn stuff every single week. It is a cycle that keeps going and going. Some of the people that are in the same business as him take money every single day, sometimes twice a day, to deliver the same information to these people that have been in some cases following them 20 years waiting for this RV. And they are people that take money every time they get online to give them the little bit of information they have, which is usually nil. Then they go over and they read the news to you for an hour. That's what they do.
Yep.
And they've been on twice a day and they take your money. And by the end of the day, some days they probably have $1,000 that was just dropped into their account. And all these people think, oh my God, these people are so wonderful. They stayed with us for 20 years, you guys. And the first 6 months I said to someone, oh my God, this is such a racket here. These people are getting on and telling these people the same thing over and over. So I started doing some digging in some of these people, and they have criminal backgrounds.
Yeah, they do.
And they've been caught. They have been caught in several situations. One of them right now is currently trying to push a cryptocurrency that is not for real. So when you hear from these people and they act like they know everything, please take 2 minutes or so to look them up and see if they have a past. That's the best you can do for yourself. And if you can't find it on the regular internet, type the name into the Telegram channel or something like that, where it'll pull everything up about them, what's been said. But you have to be careful about these people, because all they want to do is make a buck out of you the entire time up to the RV. And then they think they're going to go into this RV and get all this money. I don't think God's going to give him that money.
I already know it ain't going to work that way. And I haven't told a lot of the things that that Nick is falling very short on telling the people, because all of the changes that he started to tell the people, that information come from me. I've got all of the information backed up on what I've actually said. And the deal with that is that there's a lot of that information that I hadn't disseminated yet out to that group yet. And a lot of those words that were spoken are my words. I don't care, as long as the people actually get to hear them. I don't want your money. I don't need your money. And I'm never going to ask for your money. So there is a huge difference between what I want to do for you and what other people want you to donate that to them for, and what you got to pay for their services for. You're not paying me for a service. I don't work for you. I'm doing it to you for giving this to you for free. And all it is information, educational information, so that you can basically learn from my experiences and then also be able to go out and do these things for yourself and do some research and learn for yourself. And I don't want you to put yourself out there and put yourself in any kind of risk, because it is not, you're not supposed to put yourself out there in any kind of risk. That's why I don't, and I show you what I've done on purpose to show you that you don't need to.
People have to use discernment in their own right too. And there are lots and lots and lots of good people out there with great intentions that have been doing this a long time and are looking forward to their humanitarian projects and getting out there and helping all the people. Just stick with somebody that you know really well and have chats with them about it. Ask each other questions. You should be good, because you do start to find your little group of people that you can count on. And stick with them. Don't let outside voices get in your head and make you start doubting things. God doesn't do that. He doesn't do that to people. So
it's noise.
You find your little tiny group that you can trust. I have my group of three or four. Stick with them. Let them ride with you to the end, because you know they love you and they have your best interest at heart. And that is all I want to say. Everyone is going to be fine. Everyone will not have to worry if they just trust God and let him do his thing.
Amen, sister.
Thank you, Scooby. Right.
You're welcome, honey.
Okay, Austin King, you're up.
Oh, Kyle, I just want to thank you so much for all that you have. You helped me and my wife have both got investments into it. I just want to thank you so much for the information that you do provide and you have been doing. Just it's really appreciated. And a side note, you know, we were talking about Taiwan. You know, I just prayed nothing bad happens to the people there, because you know, my wife grew up, she's from Taiwan, she grew up there, and she's actually still has family there. So I just hopefully, you know, doesn't turn out to be kind of like the Ukraine thing. But so I was on the Indus Exchange, or the Indus Exchange on Lobster, where you click that link to kind of check, you know, if the, for the KYC. Well, it says that, well, I clicked on it. I don't know if you know if it's down, if the Indus Exchange website's down, but it says the domain doesn't have a website, or it's not set up, or it's not connected to a website. Do you know anything about that down?
I don't right now, but okay. So what we're kind of going through right now is we're going through something that is being set up on two different worlds. It's being set up in the old, meaning the old internet, also being put up onto the quantum, and they're all running side by side. And the deal is what do we have in the old stuff? We have servers, we have stuff that goes down, we have issues, we have domain issues, we have apps that end up freaking locking up, we have just problems, right? And so those integrated problems are things that we're learning to deal with on a corrupt side, because the corrupt side is the side that we're still on the internet. And until we actually get over to Protocol 19 and then Protocol 20, where we're actually past the corruption side and actually dealing on the quantum side of the digital assets, the applications, and all of that where the corruption is not, then basically we're going to have issues that we're going to have to deal with and deal with going through. So a part of this is like growing pains on understanding how to work through these problems that arise within this corrupt side. How many times has it been over the last, 6 months to a year that you tried to log into potentially your bank and it didn't actually log in? It's happened to me several times. And because the bank was either down, offline, or something was happening, we were upgrading or we were doing something. Well, the same things are happening within the corrupt side and tying those things into the quantum and being able to bring us up to the level that we need to. So I wouldn't worry about that stuff because those exchanges are being brought into Stellar. Stellar is going to be the banking system of the world, period. People can look it up. They can learn for it. They can say that that's true or not true. However they want to discern that information, it's out there. And the way that it's all tied together is through the bridges from the blockchain from country to country. And once this starts to break up, each country will be in charge of their own domain and their own blockchain. And it's all bridged together into one network that is being overseen. So right now, all of that is being formulated together into one umbrella and brought all together under one hat. And until it's complete and we're moved over into the quantum side, which I believe is already done, and all they're doing is working out the bridge sides to all of it on the actual corrupt side so that we can all move into it together at the same time, is where the problems are happening.
So I'm just best off just ignore it and just let it do nothing.
Yeah, I would just basically ignore it. Not that it's not something that happened, but that it's not something that would basically cause me to have some kind of major alarm. So something that was out earlier this year, I posted a big thing about quantum. All right, the quantum financial system, the quantum computer, the quantum servers and stuff that was basically in Reno, right? Well, about a month or two after that stuff was out there on the internet and I downloaded it all, posted it all, I posted all of the PDFs and stuff that were on there, all of the patents that were along with it, all of the links and everything that was on there. Well, all of a sudden it just went offline and it was like the domain didn't exist anymore. And it was like, okay, I think that this wasn't supposed to be out yet onto the internet where people could actually access it to the point that it was being accessed and was intentionally removed for off of the domain. So it couldn't be accessed anymore because it was legitimate stuff that was out there with all of the patents and everything. And it was just like yanked.
Kyle, I'm sorry to interrupt, but Emily just popped in. Maybe she can answer that question.
Sure.
About the domain. Emily, did you hear the question about the Indus domain being down?
No, is it? I just hopped on like 15 seconds ago. Is it about the KYC domain or something else?
Yeah, the when you go into the Indus domain, it says that there's no such website.
Yes, I have confirmation that they are taking it down for upgrades. I don't have a timeline on when it's going to come back up, though.
Okay, so we'll go to the next question, which was, let's see. John, you're unmuted, and Lady Chef will be on deck. John? John, you're unmuted.
Yeah, you have to unmute yourself.
Okay, how's that? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
I just want to thank you guys for everything you guys do. I think many of us appreciate it. Simple question though. My wife, she's in the nursing industry and she's now suspended because she didn't want to follow all of the protocols and testing and taking the vaccine and everything like that. So I was just wondering, I eventually don't want her to go back to work. And I'm just wondering, I'm trying to follow, you know, timelines, which obviously it's, nobody really knows when it's going to happen. And I don't see any of this happening until Trump is back in office, which most likely won't be till after the first of the year due to the midterm elections and obviously the 22nd Amendment.
The term elections are not going to go off. This is all going to go on before the term elections. This will all go down this summer. So,
oh, really?
The Protocol 19 is got a hard date that it has to be up and on by June 21st, I believe. And all NDAs, every NDA, not some NDAs, but every NDA that has to do with the quantum financial system, and all that has been NDA'd, it expires September the 11th.
Okay. And I did see that earlier. I think you might have posted it or maybe Whip did. All right. Well, obviously I do have some investments with what you guys were saying, and I'm just, you know, I'm kind of fed up with the medical industry and how they've treated my wife over the last couple of years dealing with, you know, you got to get vaccinated, you got to get tested and all this. And I want her to really focus on homeschooling the kids and, you know, growing the garden and the yard and kind of doing our own thing and trying to get away from all the other BS that's going on. That's what I was.
And I think that is a good perspective that you should move forward with and try to do everything that you can to make that possible. And when everything happens, which it will, we just don't know exactly when, but we do have these hard dates that have to be met. They're not maybes, they have to be met. Okay. And so we know that these things are going to happen before then, but we just don't know when, but they are going to happen prior to these dates. Okay. It could happen tomorrow, next week, or the first part of next month, or June 1st. I don't know, but once Protocol 19 comes in, the whole thing's going to change. And once Protocol 20 actually enters in, that's the full quantum matrix. That's all of Tesla, everything, and the whole medical industry is going to completely change. So all of these things are coming, and they're coming this year. What time and exact, nobody knows on purpose, but we are trying to do the best that we can to try to help with possible timelines prior to these hard dates, right? So that's kind of where we're at. But when you've got an NDA that's being expired across the board on every NDA, everything has to be finished by September the 11th. Everything.
Okay. Lady Chef, you're up. And then A Crane, you'll be next.
Hello. Good evening. Thank you for taking my call. I am relatively new. I just found you, Kyle, a couple weeks ago. So the whole flipping the switch into the quantum is something new to me and my family, and we're wrapping our heads around. And so one of the question I have pertains to the non-existent IRS and 501c3 organizations. So the Red Cross, the church that I go to, and you receive a tax deduction at the end of the year. That it's all of that going away, especially like with humanitarian projects. Are there even nonprofit organizations that will exist anymore?
Most of the nonprofits will actually will go away because most of them are corrupt for money laundering and other assets that are what they're used for. A lot of the churches, 501c's, they're also gonna, that whole corporate structure is gonna go away. Not necessarily the church itself, but the way that it's corporately structured, yes, because it's being thumbed by the government to say that you've got to operate within this construct or we're taking away your tax deduction. So it's a part of being a thumb on the churches on how they operate. And if soon as they begin to become a pain for the government or the corporate structure, then they threaten them with removing their tax exemptions. That's so, all going to go away.
That's all good. So is that also something that happens by the end of the year? I mean, are they eventually going to start getting letters or notifications? This is such
once public disclosure takes place and it's told that basically we are now a republic, which we actually are. It's just not made publicly known yet.
Okay.
That once that actually happens, then everything is going to change because all of the corporate structured laws are all illegal. Every one of them. That means all the way down to your city codes for speeding and violations. That's all a means of being able to finance the corporation through taxing, through policing. So all of those things are illegal. And basically you had a government, federal government, that was formed into a corrupt corporation in 1871. Well, then what happened with that? Then you had all of your states incorporate under that government, and they're all corporations subservient to that corporation. Then you have all of your states that have their corporations that go down to all of their incorporated, meaning all of their cities, towns, and everything else are all fall under that same corporate structure that they all fall under, that is all illegal, all of it. And so once that all goes down, basically we're as a country are going to have to go through a re-education project, a process of our own sovereignty, what that means, natural law, constitutional law, and how that's going to be applied. So you remember very strongly when Trump was putting certain people into the Supreme Court as constitutional law. Okay. All this has been a farce, and he put in 300 actual judges, federal judges. Well, those 300 federal judges are already pre-trained or trained in constitutional law and natural law, so that once this actually changes, the other judges, lawyers that want to participate going forward must actually be trained in it, because they're not actually able to participate in any kind of legal actions because they are under the Bar Association, which is under the Crown. It goes away, and I think it is 511. I think, I can't remember the exact part of the code in which they're all going away, all of them. And that happens as soon as they make disclosure. And so as soon as public disclosure takes place of Nasara and Josara, which it's going to, as soon as that happens, everything and every law is changing right then. Everything. Not weeks and months and years later, right then. Because you're a sovereign. I'm a sovereign. And we have to understand and learn what that means. All of us.
Okay, the next up is A. Crane, you're unmuted, and then Semper, you'll be next. A. Crane? You have to unmute yourself, A. Crane.
Okay, hi, do you hear me? perfect, okay, hello.
Hi.
I have been following you guys for about 3 weeks now. And religiously, I mean, I just got into this 3 weeks ago, and it was all from Tim on one of his YouTube videos that a friend of mine sent me, because they always rely on me to do this. I have got to tell you guys, you are amazing. Amazing. And everybody that is on this chat, hello, everybody. Hi. You have got to look at the three executive orders that state everything that they're stating. Seized assets, 13181, I think. I mean, there's three of them. Now, Biden at any time could have changed those executive orders, but in fact, he extended one of them. So everybody needs to look at this and trust the process. Like in my heart, I got to tell you, I have friends that invested so much money in Bitcoin. We're talking, don't ask the amount, right? But when they went and said, Ash, you need to invest in this. And I'm like, no, no, no. It was dark to me, dark. And I said, no, no. And also when I found you guys, I don't know, it's just from that one video. And then I followed every single video. And for 3 weeks, I'm talking religious. You'll see me on you guys all the time. You guys are amazing. Like when I say breathtaking, like holy catfish Batman. Like seriously, you guys make sense. Like it all follows in with devolution. Every single bit of it. I have followed the news for the last 5 years. Like I don't even know how to tell you. I run my own channel and I have about 7 people, even my own insurance girl, my CPA, they're all doing lobster right now, all because of this. So I have 7 all within the last 3 weeks. And here's the thing that I want to tell your listeners right now. So when you're so confused about something, like say you want to look up something like Indus.gold or SGB gold, type in, go to QSI on Telegram, go to their more, it's over at the more, click on their top, go to the more, click search, type in those keywords, and then you'll see them all with arrows you can go up and down on. Like you can find what you need to look for. A lot of people want instant answers. I read all the threads, all of them, because I'm a fast reader. But I'm like, oh my gosh, they just don't know how to do this. They don't know how to work the, you know. So what yes, I would like to say you. To you guys, oh my gosh, breathtaking, amazing. I mean, amazing. I mean, I just lost a friend this past weekend. Another one. I'm at number 13 in the last 6 months. So, guys, the shots, they're not good. Every one of them has been jabbed.
Well, honey, look, we have a lot of people waiting. Thank you much.
Sorry.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And let's see, somebody on deck here.
Don't get the jab, okay? That's all I want to say to everybody. Don't get it. Just don't.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, honey, thank you. Semper, you're unmuted, and then we're going to go to Rob. We'll be on deck. Semper? Okay, let's go to Rob, and we'll see if Semper will join us after that. Rob, you're unmuted.
All right, I have a quick question here. Now, obviously, I'm in this for the long term, and I think everybody here is, but, you know, I've been offline most of the day, and I just checked your guys' page and WIP's page, and Sovereign Gold's Bonds is doing a big run right now, and there's a lot of people that want to cash out, like they're... This isn't something that's just a pump and dump, right? This is something that you want to stay in for the long run, right?
Yes, absolutely. And so that's the whole key to what's happening is that you get a lot of people, they get all excited about it, then they make, you know, $200 or $300, and then they sell it all, and then it, you know, it changes the value of it, and then people think that, oh, it's, you know, people are buying and selling it like it's a day trading thing, and it is not. It is something to purchase, hold until after the RV actually takes place, and then that's when the real transfer of wealth actually takes place, and you won't be selling it at that point. But if you want to play that game right now, then that's what's happening. People are trying to play the old system in what we're going into, which is a new system, and that isn't the way it's played.
All right,
that's pretty... that, Captain Kyle.
What's that? What's that?
I just want to add something real quick to that. Not only are we trying to avoid people slaving away doing day trading, but I've also gotten confirmation that when Protocol 20 hits, and guys, 20, remember, is closer to the end of this year, but when Protocol 20 hits, people who are caught manipulating prices, especially of other people's projects,
will be busted. That will also become illegal.
That is true. You cannot do that in the quantum. And I've warned people about that.
Okay, the next up is adjective noun. You're unmuted, adjective.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, I had a question. I think A. Crane sure helped me a lot with her comments. So I'm just going to say, Captain Kyle, Kelly, you know, I'm an older guy. I run across a lot of people in my lifetime, and there's a lot of people that blow smoke, and there's just, you know, there's not but just a few people that I've met in my life that really walk the walk, mean well, love to help people. I think the Lord's done a good job in singling you out for this task. That's all I've got to say. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Yes, thank you very much. Sherry F., you're unmuted, and Jennifer K., you'll be next. Sherry and Jennifer.
Hi, thank you. I just wanted to say we are all very thankful for your selflessness and the information that you provide. I'm sure I speak for many, many of us on this call tonight, that we are very, very thankful. And please don't let the negative people lower your vibration or take away from the good that you are doing and the many, many people that are very thankful for everything that you are doing. So please just remember that. I do have a quick question.
Thank you. I'm not going to quit. None of that would ever make me quit.
No, I know you won't, but I know it's easy to get down, and I just, you know, it's heartbreaking, and people try to do that.
Thank you.
I do have a quick question. I was able to, without any problem, fund my lobster, get on and, you know, navigate around. And for some reason, my husband, who uses the same bank and everything else, cannot for the life of him fund his lobster through MoonPay. It just, I've tried different days, different times, different cards. I've tried all kinds of different things. What do you think is the next best thing if you can't get through using the MoonPay?
So there's other ways to actually fund it. You can actually go onto Coinbase, and Coinbase is a lot easier to fund it, and then just transfer your XLM directly over to Lobster. And the there's also the coin flip kiosks that are set up, basically they're set up for funding your wallet. You can fund directly from your bank card directly into your wallet. I've heard they're really, really easy to do. And it can do up to, I think, $900 per exchange. All you have to do is put in coinflip.tech and it'll show you about it. And then you can just put in locations and where they're actually at. I have the same problem every time I try to use MoonPay with my bank. The banks are what's making that difficult, because the banks themselves know this is the end of the banking system. So they're trying to do everything they can to prolong their death. That's all.
Yes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you, Sherry. Jennifer K. And then, Grace will be after that.
Hi, thanks, Kelly, and thanks, Captain Kyle. I absolutely love what you said, and it really resonated with me. I just wanted to ask, I have a Lobster account, and when I first joined, I used a Yahoo email address, not knowing that Yahoo's going to go in the future. How can you change your email address in Lobster? Because I've not been able to find anywhere where I can put a different email address in.
Emily, you're still on here. Do you want to be able to help us?
Yeah, sorry. Can you repeat your question, please?
Yeah,
about changing your email address within Lobster. She's got a Yahoo account, and she wants to change it to another email address.
Oh, yes. I haven't done this personally, but I do have somebody in my chat who posted those steps the other day. So are you in my chat by chance?
Yes, I am. I'll have a look.
Okay, perfect. And I'll also take a look and we'll race to see who can find that comment first.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you, Jennifer. Let's see, who was next? I thought I unmuted somebody. Ghost Scout, you're unmuted. Ghost Scout.
Hello.
Yes,
hi.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much. And I love this. So, guys, I'm learning so much. My eyes are opened, and I've been doing what the Patriots ask, and that is trying to open eyes of other Patriots. So I appreciate this so much. So when you talk to one of us on here, we're talking to like 10 or 20 people. So thank you
That's
so very much.
That's the intent, really. This is why it's educational, right? It's
absolutely
so that I show you a little bit, enough that you can start to understand kind of what's going on, what might be happening. And then as you start to research it and look and start to learn, then when things start to change, then you're in that environment to be able to help your brother, your sister, your mother, your kids. You're in a place that you can help your coworkers that haven't got any clue that any of this is happening when things start to change. And you'll be that, you know, beacon of hope and help for them when they're kind of lost. So that's the idea for all of this. Even if they don't really want to pay attention now, eventually they will. And that's what's good about all this. So, thank you for that.
Absolutely. And I also have to admit, you blew my mind a week ago on Monday. I was listening to the whole thing. I had things to do. I was driving around doing errands. I couldn't leave. And at the end of the talk, you were like, you were talking about the cars with the batteries. And I was like, wow, because I was in Eastern Tennessee last week and I saw one of those supercharging stations being built. It like looked like a massive three times a truck stop. And I knew it was how far off are those cars? This isn't my question, by the way. I was just, my mind was blown because I had just seen a supercharging station that's nothing like I've ever seen before. And you had just said that about the batteries.
All of it's already been, a lot of this stuff has already been made. It's just not been released to the public. And what a lot of people don't realize that is the reason that the car market is so high and there's limited production, it's not because of chips. It's because they need to get rid of the old cars because they've got all the new types and styles of what's coming soon, and they're not going to be producing a bunch of these old cars anymore. So why do they want to have all these old cars that they need to get rid of with all these new technology coming out?
Wow.
They're not.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the thing. Yeah.
It makes sense. Yeah. I just didn't know the technology was there in the batteries because, you know, Tesla's kind of, you can't go too far from a charge. So my question was on, so I've been following and I appreciate you posting your, what you bought. I want to go back and take a look at that. I've been following on everything, a lot of good recommendations. And of course we do our own research and it's so easy with stellar.expert. One though that was interesting and it caught my eye and I bought it anyways, but it has like a little, it has a little asterisk in a, like a brown, it kind of looks like the poop button on your phone, you know, the emoji. But if you go on stellar.expert and you look up sovereign gold bonds, and there is a thing on the top, if you look, it's there now. So it's those SGBs and it says warning reported for illicit or fraudulent activity. So is that like something on that particular one that it's just, it got flagged for something? I only saw this and started buying it a week ago, so I don't know if it just popped up. It has a 6.0 rating, which would indicate that it is, you know, and 14,000 trust lines, so that would indicate that people believe in it. I think it's like 4.3 million market cap, so it's like a hot little young thing, but I don't know what sends that off. Sorry.
So that's okay. So anybody can make a report. It doesn't matter who it is. So WIP actually did something on this just the other day about Dogecoin, and basically everybody knows what it is, but they can make a report on it, and they used it as cat turd made a report on. You can do it. It doesn't matter who you are or what a reason for it is. You can report anything, and there's a lot of nefarious bad people out there that want to basically hamstruck some of this lines that are coming out there, and they can easily fraudulently start posting all this stuff out there to try to bring ratings down. It's kind of like where when you go to a rating site and it's what company that you're going to buy something for, you don't necessarily want to look at the ratings on that company site because a lot of those can be actually put up by the company themselves, and they're all going to have a, oh, that's a 5x5 good. You want to go to a different site that actually says of what really the true ratings are, people that are non-biased to that product, right? Well, because anybody can make a report on anything, whether it's true or not true. So really the thing to do is look whether or not they're like true, verified, you know, trustworthy assets that are out there. And what you were saying about like the major trust line and a lot of people, then all of a sudden you get these reports. Well, why are they all of a sudden getting these reports when they haven't been up until this point, right? So I would just kind of chalk that off as, you know, somebody trying to do something to bring a rating down or try to cause a little bit of confusion with people.
Okay, next up is Harley and then Cindy Landis. She'll be on deck. Harley, you're muted.
Hello, can you hear me okay?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, great. I just wanted to thank you. my question basically already got answered. And so I didn't really have any other than to say I'm very new, just opened this account and on my Lobster and got a little, trust lines, haven't been to Coinbase yet. And I guess I'm not following Emily, so my question was how to change my email. So I put in an email too, and I would like to switch it because I opened up a Proton and a friend recommended. But anyways, was there any way she could post that maybe to your wall, Captain Kyle, the steps to help people who want to do that? Because I tried for an hour yesterday trying to figure out every little thing, my email.
I'll get with Emily and I'll let her, she can look within her site and try to find it. And then she can actually post it directly to me, or we can get it posted onto the site itself. But you can also join QSI chat and just look up QSI chat. And then when you go to QSI chat and join this, it's a very good platform. You can actually go and ask the questions that you have, and you can ask them directly to an admin. And if an admin responds to you, then you can take it with a lot more actual probable knowledge behind it. But maybe somebody else that might have already done it, they can answer you too, and it may work as well. So you can also, you know, get help from other people. So that's a lot of things that when people post within my chat, that they help other people as well, because it's like, no, I just did this a couple days ago and this is how I did it. And it's like, that's where we're all starting to begin to help each other. That's when we're starting to make progress. So you can go to QSI chat and ask for, help with just about anything that you get stuck with, and they can help you just like I can help you here. We're all in this together.
Okay, Cindy and then Grace. You're both unmuted.
Captain Kyle, hello. I saw that where you had posted about a week ago something that it was a link to a YouTube, and it has something to do with, I think your caption says something about easier way of getting paid. I hope I'm remembering enough to be able to help you figure out what I'm talking about, but do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't right off the top of my head because it's so much I post, but yeah. What you can do is you can actually go into where it says Captain Kyle up there, and you can do the search, and you can do a word search within my whole channel. So okay. You can put in there things that you might have remembered that was in the title of it, and it'll take you to every word, every place that was ever said in my entire channel.
Okay. I watched it a couple of times trying to figure out what you were trying to get me to understand. And I was thinking, okay, I will get this. I'll slow it down if I have to. But it has something to do with the beta when I watched it, where it was showing you how to click on there. But I just couldn't figure out if I needed it or if you were just, I don't know. I couldn't figure it out. I'll try to go back and find it again. I was hoping maybe you remember.
I can't right now. I've got so much on my mind right now, I can't think about it. So yeah,
I know.
If you figure it out, then post it like in the chat or something, and then ask me directly in the chat where it's like you respond to me, where you like say respond to Kyle in the chat, and it'll give me a little circle thing that by my name. When I open it up, so that it'll take me directly to your response. Okay.
Okay. And Grace, you're next.
Hey there. Thank you so much, Kyle. I am really new. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm wide awake in the world, but this is new. This part is new. Again, I'm new, so please forgive me. Is there a place you would recommend for all of us? Probably, I'm sure there's a couple of us listening that are really new. We're just a step one. And then I'm pretty smart chick, so I think I can get there. I just need a little bit of a or place I could go to find these steps.
Yes. So you can actually go to the Quantum Stellar Initiative. And in the Quantum Stellar Initiative, they actually have some instruction manuals, and they also have some instructional videos on YouTube. And on those instructional videos, they have right where you could actually start with the most basic stuff of understanding what you're doing, how you're doing things. And it takes a lot of effort by what they've done to put these together. And so there's a lot of really, really good information out there. So what I'll do is I'll get that, the YouTube channel for like all their videos, their instructional videos, and I'll post it on my channel as soon as this is over with, and it will lead you guys directly to the Quantum Stellar Initiative page itself, and then also their page for their instructional videos on YouTube. And they're always making new ones based off of questions that people put to them that may not be addressed yet within the QSI chat.
Okay, thank you so much. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, next up is Derek and Spartan 17. You'll be next.
Spartan or Derek?
Derek and then Spartan. Derek? Okay, we'll take you first, Spartan, and then Derek.
Hey, Captain Kyle, I just want to say greatly appreciate you, man. Quick question. I understand that stock market is going to zero, but what happens with, like, I mean, the whole thing is a farce. It's all just numbers, but short positions, does it matter, or it would just go to zero?
So, I mean, basically, if you're short in positions, then you're going to, like, game and you're going to win, right? But if you're just out there investing and you got your personal investments out there and the stock market crashes, basically, you're going to lose them. The only way that you're really protected with being out there on the stock market is, and this is what I'm taking from what Trump and the team basically said time and time again, that your 401ks are protected, and almost all 401ks are tied into the stock market. And the reason that it's going to be protected is because a lot of those brokers and dealer houses are all corrupt, and within the corruption know that they're corrupt on what they're doing and how they have been manipulating these investments for years. They've been doing it for their benefit and not the benefit of their customers, meaning the people of the 401k pools. And so those are running side by side along with the quantum financial system. It'll go to zero. Everybody's going to freak out that their 401k is gone, but it's actually been transferred over into the quantum side, and people are going to find out that there was a backstop for what the cabal actually had for you, because their intent was to crash it, but there was no backstop to it. The white hats knew this a long time ago and have been preparing for this for long before Trump ever even came into office.
No, I get it. Thank you, brother.
Yes.
Hi, Emily.
Hello.
Derek.
Yes, hello. Appreciate that. I think I pushed the wrong button before. First off, I just wanted to say I did notice, I heard only the end of Kyle's rant at the beginning, but I did see, I guess TWC posted it as something negative, and I was very surprised because I think you all have been tremendous, and it's pretty obvious to me that you act in full integrity and good intentions, so I appreciate that, first off. I did want to ask Emily if she's still there. I saw something that she posted about that when the people who exchange currency, which is where I came from originally and coming to this, that they may not even have to go to an actual physical appointment. Did I understand that correctly? That maybe that they already have, the quantum system already knows what we've purchased, and maybe it's going to be transferred without it actually going to an appointment. Did I understand that correctly?
If you're not exchanging actual currency, then yes, it's actually already in the quantum.
No, it is currency. If we've been holding currency, I'm asking, are we still going to have bank appointments, or just I guess it almost made it seem like
Derek, I had answered that in two different contexts, so it really depends on the context of the question that you're probably hearing earlier. So if you're thinking about the actual fiscal RV currencies for the Tier 4B appointments, you do have to go in person for that.
Okay,
that is correct.
The other part of the answer that I was saying in prior calls and prior posts are just in general afterwards. If you just have some kind of physical, you know, note of whatever sort post Tier 4B redemption, then those are the ones where eventually you'll be able to just exchange in and out for actual retail purchases. Because in the system, they'll be able to, there will be the interoperability where you can hand somebody a physical note, and on their backend system, they can then process it through, you know, some other kind of like monetary value system. So one was like pre-RV and one was post-RV.
Okay. That makes sense to me. Do you believe we've been told about the Q phones that we may receive at the appointments? And those, I'm curious about how we're going to intersect our current Lobster Stellar wallet with what may be possible Q phone with those RV funds.
So when you get onto the quantum system, there's two systems. That's one of the things I was talking about earlier. We have the corrupt side that we're on right now, but we also have a Lobster account that's on the quantum side that is not corrupt in the quantum 100%. And so when you get your quantum device, you will actually be operating in the full quantum capabilities on that side of the RV, as well as that side of the QFS once we go over to it. And that accessibility you will have with your quantum device, everything.
Awesome. And Captain Kyle, appreciate that. And Captain Kyle, it's interesting. You said something which I kind of expected with when we talk about sovereignty and our status. I've been, you know, toying with this for maybe 10 years, reading Anna von Reitz and Winston Shrout and all these people about citizenship and giving it up and the capital letters, all of that, you know, BS. Do you believe for all of us, when this is announced, it's going to be reestablished our sovereign status? Or do you believe we need to do the David Strait, perhaps go ahead and apply for our birth certificate? And or do you believe we're going to be, because I'm dealing
with
a mortgage foreclosure.
Once we get into the disclosure and once we get into actually talking about the sovereignship, well, once you get onto that side, all of that is null and void. So your birth certificate is null and void. All that stuff that has been a part of the corporate construct is null and void. But that monies that was done in your behalf as a straw man onto the stock market will all be paid back to you through the Treasury Department. So you can look at those bonds under your birth certificate right now. You can go to treasury.gov now, I think it is, and go into the bond discoveries and start putting in your actual birth certificate number, and you can find the bonds that were issued in your birth certificate number. I've got about 6 of them.
Okay, next up is D. Mesner, and then Leo the Lion will be up after that. You're both unmuted.
Hello, this is D. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, Captain, thanks so much for all you do. I mean, I grew up as a Christian my whole life, and I even appreciate you just saying the prayer in the beginning. So I'm sorry you had a long and hard day, and I just want you to know what we all appreciate you. So same thing for Tim W. and Emily too. So my question is about Ripple.
Right.
I basically went down the rabbit hole when the election was stolen from Trump.
Right.
And got into crypto, buying precious metals, started following some people like Val Jester on Twitter. And just trying to have some discernment, I guess, with the thing like Ken Carson and Jared Kushner. Basically, I'm hoping the answer is the white hats took over the bad powers that be with Ripple from the beginning.
Yeah, everything's been taken over, actually.
Okay.
Ripple itself and XRP is the institutional transfer of all wealth and all money from the quantum side through Stellar in the entire world. So that's basically the foundation that everything is being laid upon and has been laid upon for the quantum construct of the QFS is Ripple, XRP, and Stellar.
Yeah, I just mean when I started digging in and researching, you know, I saw the Snoop Dogg and the Clinton stuff years ago, but
there was a lot of things that I kind of questioned, like with possibly had some Clinton Foundation stuff on back in like 2015, 2016 on the start of the blockchain and about the start of the potential of Stellar becoming the new stock market. And yeah. Was it, and this is my own opinion, and that's all it is that I believe that there were a lot of black hat intervention in those things, knowing that that's what their intent was, to make a digital world that they could control, right? But was taken over and now being used for the good of the world.
Correct. Okay. Thanks for everything you do. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Okay. Leo, you're next, and then Janet C.
I have a couple quick questions. You had mentioned that Lobster is already on the other side.
Yep.
My question is, how are we going to access our crypto that we have like in Ledger and other wallets once the transfer takes place?
So as long as it's a non-custodial wallet, you'll have mm-hmm. access to it whenever we transfer to the other side, because those custodial wallets are in your possession and you will have access to them once we go over to the other side into the quantum and out of the fiat system. And okay. So that's not anything to worry about. So when you talk about a custodial wallet, that might be hung up with whatever companies that are tied up in whatever might be litigations or criminalities or being confiscated or just taken down altogether. So, but if you have a non-custodial wallet, you've got ownership of that, and that will transfer with you into the quantum, and you will be able to access your actual wallet through your keys through that system.
Okay, so it'll be seamless. We won't have to do anything different.
Nope.
Okay, and then I just wanted to mention, I've been in the process of moving my coins and stuff off the exchanges, and I'm having a very difficult time, especially with Coinbase. I was wondering if anybody else is. It'll either not let me transfer it all, saying I have an invalid address when the address is completely valid, or I'll do a small test. The test will go fine, you know, gets on my ledger or another wallet, and then I'll go to send the remainder, and it says it fails again, that the address is invalid, even though I just did it like 5 minutes ago. And this has been going on for days. And I did contact Coinbase, and I'm getting the runaround.
So I would try to move smaller amounts and do just multiple times and not like one big one, where like instead of say, you know, 100 or 1,000 or whatever at a time, maybe do like 25 and 25 and 25 until you get them all done over like, you know, several hours or something. It may be being done that way just to be a pain in the ass, because I really believe that a lot of these banks are involved in making a lot of this difficult right now on a lot of these transfer systems and just getting involved in trying to prolong the death of the banks, because that's what this is. It's basically going to cause the death of the banks, not immediately, but they know that the death of the bank is coming, and that's what's doing it. And so basically with them trying to make it difficult to fund your wallets, there's no other purpose in the world for them to make difficult your money transferring to a commodity, whatever it may be, that is legal, that they're making it difficult to be able to do, other than the fact that they don't want you to do that, period. And there has to be a reason. And the only reason could be that they're not doing it for your good, they're doing it for their good. So maybe try to move it in smaller amounts that you don't have as much, let's just put it plain, fuckery.
Okay, Janet C. and then Rachel Orton, you'll be next. Janet, you have to unmute yourself.
You there? I can't hear.
Hi, this is Rachel. Can I go ahead and ask my question?
Yes, go ahead, Rachel.
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I was on a couple of chats ago with you, and one of the questions came up, but I missed the answer. And it was about when the protocol 19 and 20 does go into effect, what we have purchased and we receive, we can also give that, some of it's going to go to the humanitarian, but we can also give some of that contribution or what we receive to other people. Is that correct?
Yeah. So basically, if you want to get involved in a humanitarian project, you can either donate to a humanitarian project, you can get involved in a humanitarian project. There's going to be a lot of opportunities going forward, and not only your communities, but like your local cities, even in your states, to something that's much larger. And if you want to participate, say, offer your time to work in them and do something that can help along with donating to it, say that you don't want to be like responsible for it, but you want to be involved, there's going to be a lot of different opportunities for us to go forward and rebuild this world. And so, yes, okay, you'll have those opportunities.
And then I just have one comment. There's a lady earlier, I think her name was Sherry, who said that she was able to get XLM on her lobster, but her husband wasn't. That was the same situation for my mom. And what I did is I bought the XLM, and then I sent it through my lobster app, to my mom, the XLM. So that was the way.
Oh, she so you just transferred it to her and then you bought it.
Yes. Back I bought it and then sent it. Right. I bought it and then sent her. And you can do that on the Lobster app. So that might be a solution for, like I said, I think her name was Sherry, for her and her husband.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. You can do that. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Okay. Next up is Swift Buck. And then KF. Swift Buck.
Okay. My question is, and I want to thank you for all you're doing. I recently moved my money from Chase to a state bank. And I tried to fund my wallet a few days ago through Coinbase, and it wouldn't let me move it. It wouldn't let me do it. So I'm thinking my bank is probably holding back the money also. So I'm wondering if I should take my money out of a state bank and put it back into a nationwide type bank, like US Bank or something like that. Because I'm out of state, and I've been out of state for quite a while, and I can't get to my bank. So I'm wondering if that would help any.
So the banks, whether it be my local credit union that I use, is doing the same thing to me. And when I try to fund it, they deny it. I have to actually call them and force them to make a one-time payment to fund it, right? And so I've had to go through this every single time. So it doesn't really matter what bank it is. But sometimes the best way, like with Coinbase, is if you actually use PayPal and put the cash, like say I want to do a $250 transaction and use PayPal. Well, put like $300 where you have more than the cash that's needed for any of the potential little fees or anything. And so that you have plenty of cash there. And then when you fund your wallet through that actual balance, which is cash, it goes through immediately and there's no hold on it whatsoever. That is the very best way to do it.
Okay. Well, that's helpful. I guess I'll try that next time because I've tried it several different ways and it's just not working. So
yeah, so that way right there, my bank. It goes on there on cash, right, to PayPal. And it's sitting in a balance of cash in PayPal. And when they do the transfer onto crypto or to digital assets, it's all with purchase from a cash account. And so the banks hold up that or they don't fund it. And so even if you like use your debit card, which should be instantaneous through SWIFT, they delay it and delay the funding to it. And then they hold it. If you use a credit card, Coinbase will hold it for up to 60 days.
Yeah. I'm using a debit card in it. I'm just wondering if my bank is even going to be around after the system changes, you know.
It won't really matter if they are or they're not. The quantum system is based on you. And whatever might be in that account will automatically be in your quantum account. So you will be able to go to another bank if that bank, say, was to close down, right? And you would be able to go into that bank and log in, because that quantum account is based on you and your biometrics. It knows who you are already.
Right.
So you'll be able to have the access to that instantaneously and all other accounts that are associated with you.
Okay.
All right. Well, so don't worry about that. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know for sure, but that helps a lot. Thank you, Cap.
Absolutely. So let's do two more questions. And I don't want to hold up too much, and then we'll try to do another one in a couple days.
Okay. KF and Dan W. That'll be the last two.
Hi, Captain Kyle. Thank you so much. I trust you, and I don't trust everybody. So just want you to know that. But
I still want you to verify the things I tell you.
Yes,
no matter what.
100%.
The word
is
trust, but verify.
But verify.
Period. Right. I don't care who you are. I don't care who I am. Yeah. Trust me, but verify.
Yes, 100%. I agree. Yes. So my question is, I used to have my aura taken with the Curlian photography camera, you know, and when you were talking about how they could see your, you know, intent and everything, I'm just curious, will we have, like, will we be able to see auras, or is there technology that we could see those things? Because I remember when I had the picture taken, you could see the rainbows, and it changes according to, like, your growth. It was really interesting.
So as we grow, we'll be able to see a lot more that we don't see now, and the expansion of our vibration. And when we grow into, when we go into the quantum, there's going to be a lot of changes, not only with us physically, because a lot of our bodies are going through ascension sickness right now that we're having as we're increasing our vibrations. So there's going to be a lot of changes to us, just not only physically, but also mentally, in our mental capacities as we develop going forward for the next couple of years to the next several years. Everything in our world and our lives are going to change, and it's going to change for the better.
That's great. And would we, is there any chance at all to have, you know, like, access to loved ones on the other side in any way?
I don't know that, and I would only be speculating. So I have kind of my thoughts on that, but I don't want to mislead anybody by telling somebody what I think, and it just wouldn't be right. So I would rather say that I'm hopeful, but I don't know that to be true. Okay. That's all.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Okay. And the last one is Dan W.
Hi there. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, great. So, my question is, how does the quantum know if somebody is worthy to co-create on the new side? I mean, is it looking at your heart chakra, or is it just doing a whole review?
So basically, it's hard for people to grasp their head around the magnitude of what quantum actually means and quantum entanglement. Quantum entanglement means that absolutely everything is all actually connected. I mean, absolutely everything. And that also not only means is everything is connected, but that also means the knowledge of all things is also connected, past, future, and present.
Okay.
In the quantum. Okay.
What about for those that have, you would say, a shady past?
So there's a difference between a shady past and a person's intent, right?
Right.
Somebody exactly. Somebody could have had a really bad, you know, past, but they've actually completely, you know, their heart is good. They're trying to do everything good. And, you know, when they were younger, they were a shit, just put it plain and simple. But that ain't who they are now, right? That's not who they are now. And so there's a lot of people out there, and that we have to question it, that people have been doing good things for the wrong reasons for a long time. So that means what? If I was to go out and say, I want to open up a shelter for women, and it's a good thing, but I'm not doing it for the women. I'm doing it for the exposure that I get because of doing that humanitarian type work. And I'm trying to promote myself into something else. That means I'm doing something good for the wrong reason, and there's no benefit in that whatsoever. Why? Because as soon as some rocky times come on that shelter, even though it was a good thing that I was doing, I won't stick to it because my heart's not in it, because I wasn't doing it for the right reason. So your intent is everything in everything you do. And so even people that have good intention make mistakes, right? And when good people with good intention makes mistakes, then it should be looked at that way, is that they didn't mean to make the mistakes they did. It was just through either lack of understanding or lack of knowledge, but their intent was good. They should be understood as that. And so that's how our future is going to start to change. And it's going to be based off of our heart and our intent. and how we perceive and do things going forward.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, guys. Well, I really appreciate everybody that was on the call tonight. I thank everybody. I'm not going to quit. I was a little frustrated. I get tired of having to deal with stupid stuff that people all of a sudden want to, like, you know, regurgitate crap, because that's all it is. It's crap. And it's holding people back. And the people that buy into that and actually get held back from it, that is on those people that are doing this. It's on their hands. And they're the ones that are going to have to deal with the consequences of what their actions are. So don't listen to that noise. Listen to your heart. Listen to the people that you feel actually help you. And if people are doing stuff that harm you or lead